Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, this is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Very happy to have our next guest join us. She's going to talk to you a little bit about her role in corporate America, leaving that and starting a new venture in life and sharing many of the life lessons she's learned along the way. She is, in fact, Dr. Melanie Rodriguez. She's been involved with our chamber and has been doing a lot of exciting things. And her new business is called Elevate Latinas. Dr. Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Well, it's been just a thrill knowing you since your years in college when I worked at the University of Houston to where you are now, and an accomplished woman, a mother, someone who's earned a doctorate degree, which puts you in the less than 1% of Latinas across the country who've earned a doctorate degree. And then as I look at you and how young you are and telling me you've retired and you're following your passion at such a young age is absolutely an accomplishment. So before we get started, I just want to say how proud I am of you and congratulations.
Thank you so very much. And yes, being part of that less than 1% is definitely a feat, but we are in great company and it has been a tremendous journey just to really be here. And thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. So talk to us, you know, Elevate Latinas. What is that and why should we want to know more?
Absolutely. So Elevate Latinas is leadership coaching and leadership development for Latinas and women of color. The purpose really behind this is making sure that we are working towards getting more Latinas and women of color into C-suite positions. As we know, there's tons of research that shows that Latinas and women of color tend to be recognized as hardworking individuals who make it through their careers and tend to get promoted into some mid-level positions. But once you get into that role, it's very difficult to get promoted into senior and to into C-suite level roles. And you've seen the research. We know that the percentage of Latinos and specifically Latinas in C-suite roles is dismal. And we really need to work on continuing to work through the pipeline and make sure that we're getting people promoted. So Latinas, Elevate Latinas is really all about making sure that we provide education and specifically leadership coaching for mid and senior career Latinas to get them into those C-suite positions.
So you've been doing this now. Certainly there have been some aha moments, and certainly you have seen people that you have coached reach their full potential. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, some of those things are really understanding self and understanding how really the leadership that is within you and that you have experienced in all of the things that make you you through your individual, both experience in corporate life and in personal life, really come together with your personal values to create the leader that you can be in tremendous roles, right? So we recognize that leaders who go into these roles are not, you know, they don't always have those role models who they can look up to from their families or from people surrounding them in their communities that they can talk to and ask for advice. Oftentimes their role models or their sponsors or their advocates and mentors are really people who don't understand what it's like to come from a Hispanic culture. So we really have those conversations about how do things within my value set and the way that I was raised culturally really influence things like how I make decisions, how I give feedback both up and down, and how I really create the presence that I want to be known for as a leader within the space that I operate in.
And how to be consistent with all of that. And at the same time, being your authentic self, but understanding that there are the unspoken rules in corporate America that one must be aware of. And I must say that we have to see people who look like us who've already achieved something to believe that we can do that too. So on that thought, Dr. Rodriguez, talk to us a little bit about what so many women face, which is imposter syndrome. And also, what are some of the things that we can do to make sure that we access resources that are available to us?
Absolutely. I think imposter syndrome is a very well-known thing that people really talk about more often. But what I would also say is that it shows up very differently in individuals. It can show up as perfectionism and really trying to make sure that you're doing everything that you can do to get it right every time. It can show up as superhero syndrome, where you have to be involved in everything and you have to be good at everything that you're involved in. And that piece can be really difficult to maintain. So I think just recognizing how it's showing up in you and understanding how you can have that conversation with a coach to really make sure that you're working towards the things that can alleviate some of those imposter syndrome symptoms. The other side of it, though, is recognizing what some of the resources are available to you. So I think that people really, especially within the Latino community, don't necessarily have awareness or access to leadership development theory or conversations, right? So we don't necessarily have these conversations at home. But as you have conversations in your workplace, it's important to look for things like being nominated into development programs. And sometimes you're not necessarily tapped on the shoulder, but there can be resources that are available to you within those spaces. Also, just in general, having conversations outside of the workplace is a really great place to go. So things like the Chamber or other organizations that do some leadership coaching or leadership development work outside of that. I absolutely always recommend books, YouTube videos, those types of things, podcasts, certainly that would influence some of those conversations. One in particular, that a book that touches on cultural values and how you use that within the leadership space is by another Dr. Rodriguez. Dr. Robert Rodriguez has a book called Authentico, which is all about understanding your cultural values and how it influences your leadership roles, which I think is phenomenal.
Well, Dr. Melanie Rodriguez, we are so proud of you. Elevate Latinas. For more information, visit our website. Thank you so much. Hello, this is Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Today's guest is Beth Branith Harp. She's the CEO of Kidsmill. We're so excited to have her join us. As you may know, our chamber works very closely with corporations, small businesses, but also we understand the importance and value of these nonprofits. Kidsmill does phenomenal work. You're going to get to learn more from Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, always. We've enjoyed our partnership with you all, and what a fulfilling role you have in your team over there. For folks who aren't familiar with Kids Meals, why don't you tell us what it's about?
Thank you. Kids Meals is the nation's only home delivery service for meals for preschool age children, those that are five and under, that are living in severe poverty, in food insecure homes, and in food deserts. And we deliver out an annual average of close to 7,000 meals a day in Harris County in 44 zip codes where the need is most critical.
Well, Beth, I mean, clearly now more than ever, Kids Meals is valuable, but you all have really taken a close look and a strategic effort as it relates to children under three. Tell us why that's so important.
It is so important because I don't know if everybody knows, but our critical brain development is happening primarily before the age of five. 90% of our brain is going to be developed before the age of five. And I think that, you know, we have a wonderful program through the schools where older children are able to get food and nutrition, free breakfast, free lunch, and some places free dinner. But what's wrong with the system is that there's this huge gap. Kids that are five and under that don't have the privilege of going to a private preschool or on a wait list for a public preschool don't have the advantage of having that basic nutrition. And if they're not getting it, they can't learn, meet their developmental milestones, and grow like their other privileged peers. So Kids Meals is committed to really closing that gap and just really addressing the needs of those that are most in need in our community.
Well, Beth, talk to us about summer. What happens to those families during the summertime?
During the summer, Kids Meals has made a commitment to not only feed what I call our littles, the five and under, but to feed all the kids in the home. There are so many siblings that need our help. And we can't pull up in a van. And we've got a two-year-old standing there hungry and an 8- and 10-year-old standing there hungry and not feed those kids as well. So what's going to happen this summer is we're going to be up to close to 10,000 kids a day. So wow. We really need the support of the community. If anybody wants to come and volunteer, we really need the support of the community. You can come make some sandwiches with us, make some meals with us, and we would love to have the Houston community partner alongside with us as we continue to try to end the food security, just critical problem in our county.
Well, certainly if you're interested and want to learn more, we've got information about Kids Meals on the screen. Volunteer, invest, corporations I know have been just very generous here in Houston, but they continue to need you over at Kids Meals. And we look forward to the chamber going back and visiting you. It's a great way to engage your team, your company members, your family even. I've done both. And what a humbling and heartfelt experience to share with those you care about and talk about team building. Kids Meals is the place to go. Beth, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. And I'm so honored to be with you here today. I really appreciate your support.
Have a great day, Beth. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.